A small but stable effect has been shown over 60 years of tossing dice and RNGs that is reliable irrespective of the subject or the experimenter and remains when independent or skeptical investigators participate. A meta-analysis looking at 832 RNG studies conducted during the last decades showed odds against chance beyond a trillion to one. Then there's the curious case of the correlations of people who were separated. In a study published in Neuroscience Letters, 2003, Yuri Vakerman and colleagues found that two human beings can coordinate their brain electrical states while separated from each other. Interestingly, it didn't matter whether the subjects were emotionally close, and there was no one place in the brain where the effect was routinely most pronounced. The authors write, "We are facing a phenomenon which is neither easy to dismiss as a methodical failure or a technical artifact, nor understood as to its nature. No biophysical mechanism is presently known that could be responsible for the observed correlations between EEGs of two separated subjects." Overall, the more sophisticated the experiments become, the clearer the small but stable effect appears to be, and explaining it away becomes more and more difficult. Materialism's explanation of psi. Despite the endless pronouncements and anecdotes in the popular press, and despite a steady trickle of serious research on such things, there is no significant or trustworthy evidence that such phenomena even exist. The wide gap between popular conviction on this matter and the actual evidence is something that itself calls for research. For there is not a single parapsychological effect that can be repeatedly or reliably produced in any laboratory suitably equipped to perform and control the experiment. Not one. Materialist philosopher Paul Churchland. Science really can't talk about things like telepathy, belief, etc. in any kind of way. All that we know about physical laws would say completely irrefutably that that doesn't happen. That's not the way things work. Biologist and religious naturalist Ursula Goodenough. Gradually, by the 1990s, skepticism was shifting from controversies over whether the effect exists to how to explain it. Skeptics who continue to repeat the same old assertions that parapsychology is a pseudoscience or that there are no repeatable experiments are uninformed not only about the state of parapsychology, but also about the current state of skepticism.